Yes, we're done with the welcomes and the acknowledgments, and comes a few more folks, but let's see what we've got for upcoming. No, don't need to turn the lights out. Okay, I'm going to stay where I'm at, and I think it's going to say yes Wednesday. Have a blessed Christmas day, celebrating our Lord's birth with family or whoever. And then next Sunday, we're fulfilling the Feliz Fulfillment series with postpartum prophecies. Did you know there's some prophecies that were fulfilled postpartumly? Yeah, so we're going to be looking at those next Sunday, celebrating how the Lord continues to fulfill His will in our lives. And then, Christ's birthday offering. Normally we would take it today and next Sunday, but we're bumping them till next Sunday and the 5th, because today we already have three offerings we're going to be taking. Regular tithes and offerings, Children's Change the World offering, and after the service, there will be a love offering taken for Thad and Rebecca. And so keep that in mind, and if you're writing a check for that offering, make it out to the church, because we will give them one check when it's all in, okay? So don't forget that. All right, and then next Sunday, the 5th, for Christ's birthday. On the 5th also, we'll be having Christine DeNova from the Life Choices Pregnancy Center, Dan McDonald's, who just happens to be a county commissioner. Don't hold that against him. They're both representing an organization called Safe Families for Children. Kathy and I are involved in that. They're going to come and share how we can be involved with that new ministry in our area. So we're looking forward to that as well. Okay, anything else I'm forgetting? If not, we're going to have Bulldog and D-Wayne are going to come up and light our Advent wreath for us this morning. If they can get past the kids and all of that. Bulldog's looking pretty snappy this morning. Check out that tie. Oh, okay, D-Wayne's going over there. You want a mic. Mike's on the mic.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
And they all said, "That I hope we got that back okay for you. If not, you know how to adjust it." Okay, well, we do celebrate what the angel said to the shepherds, and the news is for us today as well. Let's open our hearts as we begin with prayer. Father, as always, we come with rejoicing into your house today, but extra joy in this season of the wonderful gift you gave us through your Son. Thank you, Lord, again for the freedom we have to do so, for each one that is here today. We celebrate the oneness that you bring to us in your Son. Thank you, Lord, that as we open our hearts to you, we know that you have welcomed us in your house this morning. And we just pray that your Spirit would anoint each heart and mind, and that you would flood this place and help us to be filled with the wonder of who you are, what you offer to us, what we are privileged to share together and to share with others. We give you praise for it in your Son's name. Amen. Okay then, if you're able, stand and greet someone you haven't had a chance to yet. Tell them how glad you are they're here. Alrighty, I know you want to keep talking and hugging and kissing and all of that good stuff, but I'm going to have to return our focus to worship this morning. And as we do so, I hear somebody playing. Okay, Well,
where are they?
Okay, thank you very much. And we are so delighted this morning to have, I do have to make an exception.
Yes.
Jimbo and Brittany here with Evie, who's a little upset right now, but she has a new little brother named Bennett, who's down there hiding from us. Oh, no, he's back there with Auntie Brookie. Bennett, brand new, youngest of us all. Do we usually acknowledge those things on Christmas Day?
No.
No, forget it. I'm not going to do it. Forget it. Oh, applause. Okay. As I was saying, we are so pleased to have Thad and Rebecca Hoosby with us from Bonner's Ferry. Those of you who are with us at the beach, our picnic, baptismal service, and wedding, remember Thad and Rebecca, and we invited them back for a special celebration today, and so they're going to be leading us through this. Our children will be involved at some point, so just open your hearts to the Lord and worship.
I'm going to turn my keyboard on, and you let me know when it's too loud, okay? Because I don't want it to be too loud. But we're loud, right?
Must be perfect.
Right? So we want to be able to hear the keyboard while we're singing really loud, too, so we're going to be singing a lot of old Christmas songs. Yeah, that is what I get all over the place. They say, what are you going to be singing? And I say, old Christmas songs. And they go, oh, yeah, we haven't heard those forever. We really need to sing old Christmas songs. We do. I don't know if you guys are used to standing up or sitting down, but you just do whatever you want to do. You can stand, you can sit, you do whatever you want to do, okay? I can't sing very well sitting down, but when I'm playing the keyboard, I kind of have to sit. You know what I'm saying? So you're just going to have to put up with whatever comes out of my mouth. We're going to start with O Little Town of Bethlehem, and we're only doing one verse, so you don't have to try to memorize anything. You can just look at the wall, or you can just sing it from your heart. And some of them we may sing twice, so just be ready, okay?
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in
Did you pay attention to those words? They're mind-boggling when you think of the hopes and fears of not just all the years, all the ages, all of history. The hopes and fears were met there in Bethlehem on Christmas night.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King.
I can't hear you very good. You might want to sing just a little bit louder. What happened with the shepherds when they were out in the field? What happened?
They harked.
They harked. What? That's right. There were angels. So they harked to the angels. Do you know what hark means? It's kind of an old English word. It means, oh, listen. That's what it means. But it doesn't just mean listen. It means, oh, listen, like that.
Hark.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Okay, I have a request for the children. We're going to sing that again, the same hymn, the same verse. And when we get to the last part where it says, hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, I want to hear you kids, okay? I want to hear, hark! Okay. Yes! He's got it. Yes. Okay? Are you ready? Yes, like that. Here we go.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
You did awesome. Oh, awesome.
Wonderful. I heard a hark, and I heard a couple barks. Hunana is here somewhere, and all of God.
Jesus is the reason for the season, so let's all celebrate him on Christmas Day. Well, I used to put my faith in writing letters, dear Santa, and I'd ask for everything from soup to hay. But I found something was lacking, 'cause nobody answered back, and I think praying's faster and better than writing them letters any day. Jesus is the reason for the season. He came to bless our life in every way. Jesus is the reason for the season, so let's all celebrate him on Christmas Day. Well, they've fantasized and commercialized on Christmas. It's become a worldwide money-making deal. While the givers try to make it and the getters try to take it, I just really feel I want to really feel what's really real. Jesus is the reason for the season. He came to bless our life in every way. Jesus is the reason for the season. So let's all celebrate him on Christmas Day. Yeah, let's all celebrate him on Christmas Day. Oh, let's all celebrate him on Christmas Day.
Amen. Rebecca, did you write that song?
Yeah.
It's on one of her CDs. Yeah.
I don't think that one is. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, the shepherds, and then what happened? The angels. Remember hark? Remember the hark? Angels we have heard on high. I like the course of this because you can't breathe. You take a big breath at the beginning and then you just go, Gloria. I love it. You ready?
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria,
in excelsis Deo, gloria, in excelsis Deo.
You know what? That was absolutely beautiful. You guys really knocked it on that chorus. Yeah, we're going to do that one again. We are, just because it's so much fun.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo.
Amen.
Oh my goodness, yes. It means like excessive celebration, excessive glory and honor given to Deo, God. Yes, Deo. Yes, yes. Are you ready for joy?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature
sing again.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
You guys are singing so amazing. Oh my. I had no idea.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
We're about to have the children join us, but right before we do, Thad is going to sing a very special Christmas song that I learned when I was just a little bitty girl. And it tells kind of a story, but it's also a spelling lesson.
For me. She's talking about for me. When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. But I learned a whole lot different when Mother sat me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way. C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H is for hail angels in the night. R means our Redeemer. I means Israel. S is for the star that shone so bright. T is for the wise men, they who traveled far. M is for the manger where he lay. A is for all he stands for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. And that's why there's a Christmas day.
I didn't write that one. Nope.
That's been around a long time. Her mother used to sing it a lot.
Okay, kids, are you ready?
They were thinking you had... Three more songs. No?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No. There's a couple after the kids do their part.
My bad.
Yeah.
I misread something.
Are they ready? We don't want to start without them because they're just
maybe,
too cool.
Maybe you could sing another song.
Sure I can.
She's instant in season and out.
Well, I knew that.
Christmas,
I know that.
Something so. Christmas. Let's see. Let's do Hope Is Born. I wrote this one.
The world was dark and hopeless, filled with sorrow and despair. Too much pain and suffering, and too many didn't care. Oh, there'd been a promise long ago that help would surely come. Who could have guessed that heaven's best would be born a virgin son? Hope was born 2,000 years ago, and the promise became flesh and blood, so we would know. He sees, he cares, he understands, I know it's true. You'll know just what I mean when hope is born in you. My world was dark and hopeless, filled with sorrow and despair. Too much pain and suffering, and nobody seemed to care. Until someone told me Jesus came to give his life for me. He died alone while hanging on that first Christmas tree. Hope was born 2,000 years ago, and the promise became flesh and blood, so we would know. He sees, he cares, he understands, I know it's true. you'll know just what I mean when hope is born in you. Just ask him in right now, I know you'll find it's true. You'll never be the same when hope is born in you. Let hope be born again right now in you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Beautiful.
Mary and Joseph and the baby have arrived. Just saying. We're getting close.
Rebecca did write that song.
Yeah.
So.
They're not ready.
They're not ready?
They're not ready.
Okay, sing another song.
I don't know that one. Isn't that terrible? Oh, a Christmas song I don't know. Can you even imagine?
I just sang.
I have another one on the CD, but the sound tech just exited.
You want to play something?
Oh, we can do another Christmas song. I just need to think of one.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. They're ready. Yes. Yeah.
Got to get into my reading voice. You ready? I'm ready if you're ready. From Luke 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in his swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Girls are supposed to sing Away in a Manger in there.
Oh, we got to make Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. Angel's coming.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And it came to pass, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother, with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Isn't that precious?
Okay, all of you stand right there for just a
precious.
Moment.
Precious. Gotta get pictures. Yes, yes.
You just want to get one wonderful picture.
Okay. Awesome. Priceless treasures. You know, some things have occurred to me since I started growing up. about the nativity. When I was a child, I used to think this was such a magical story. It was almost like a fairy tale. It was so full of unexpected, incredible, magical things. But as I got older and I started really reading the story, paying attention to the story, I realized it isn't about nativity at all. It's about the incarnation, when God became man for us. And I started going through some of the logistics of the nativity, of the incarnation. And I thought, you know, when the angel spoke to Mary and he said, you're going to have the Son of God, you're going to have the Messiah. And she was going like, yeah, whatever God wants, it's fine with me, you know. But after the angel left, she probably got to thinking, hold it, time out. I live in Nazareth. The Messiah is supposed to be born in Bethlehem. Oh, God, you're going to have to work this out. And she was probably just, you know, stressing a little bit. Well, then there goes out the decree from Caesar. And Joseph had to take his family, which is now his espoused wife, Mary, and go to, guess where? Bethlehem. And Mary is keeping all these things and pondering them in her heart. Wow, it really is true. It really is true. So they travel. I've been to Israel 15 times. Between Nazareth and Bethlehem, if you're really in good shape, you can walk it in 3 days, if you're really in good shape. And these people were used to walking, but not 9 months pregnant. So I'm assuming that the group they left Nazareth with kind of outdistanced them because they couldn't keep up. So I'm assuming they probably spent a couple of nights out on the road, either by themselves or maybe they got together with some other late travelers. But the hills were teeming with thieves. Everybody that was traveling to their descendants, their home of their ancestry, were taking tax money. So it was constant threat. Constant threat. Joseph was trying to get his very pregnant wife to Bethlehem so they could pay their taxes, so they could get this thing taken care of. I mean, the logistics of this are just phenomenal. Then the shepherds see an angel. Shepherds. I've heard a lot of pastors say maybe it's because they were the only ones that were paying attention. They were the only ones who were out there listening. And shepherds do that. Shepherds are amazing people. If you've ever been around a real shepherd, they hear everything. They see everything because they're taking care of that flock. And the Lord sent the first news of the birth to the shepherds. And they took off like Moody's goose in the dark because they wanted to see this thing. And they knew they'd know which one it was because there's only one baby in a manger in Bethlehem. Hello, you know? Sure enough, they found him. Now, at the same time, a star rose in the east because it was the star of the new king, Jesus. And a lot of nativity scenes like this one, we showed the wise men, you know, coming to the manger, and they didn't. It probably took them a couple of years traveling. And it occurred to me, they probably traveled at night, because you can't follow a star during the day, because it shows up at night. So they probably did almost all their traveling at night. And did nobody else notice the star is moving? I mean, that's kind of odd. But again, they were paying attention. God shows up to people who are paying attention. People who are listening, people who are looking, people who are wanting. He shows up. And the wise men came, and they brought gifts. Now, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, I often wondered, what was up with that? You know, I mean, yeah, they're going to need... Oh, yeah? They're going to need money, because they had to flee into Egypt. And they were going to need something to live on while they were in Egypt, because Herod the king, of course, was going to kill a lot of the babies. So the logistics of the whole prophetic fulfillment. I like to tell people God's word and living for God is kind of like history and prophecy kind of reversed, you know, because you get the history before it happens and then you get to see it happen. But it's all there. It's all there in the word of God, and it's all true. That's what blows me away. There are so many things in the Bible that have been fulfilled. That how can we not? How can we not accept the love of a creator that knew, he already knew what we felt like. He made us. We didn't know he knew what we felt like. So he became one of us so that we would know. So we would say, you know what? He has been here. He did go through this stuff. He does understand. Has it ever occurred to you? I got a mind of a little kid sometimes. And a couple of years ago, I was thinking, what if everybody loved Jesus? I mean, just putting aside all the religious stuff. What if everybody loved Jesus and just followed the concepts that he taught? What would it be like? Wouldn't everything be okay? Wouldn't we all love each other? Wouldn't it be Christmas every day? And that's the name of this song. I can get the tune back up. Let me know if it's too loud, okay?
No child would go to bed hungry or cry themselves to sleep. No one would have to be sorry for promises they can't keep. Oh, can you even imagine if everyone on earth were friends? There'd be no more war. And tell you what's more, we wouldn't even have to pretend. What if everybody loved Jesus? Wouldn't everything be okay? Wouldn't we all love each other? And wouldn't it be Christmas every day? People would talk to each other and try to understand. Instead of the pushing and shoving, we'd all be holding hands. And parents would pray with their children when they tuck them into bed at night. There'd be no more tears and nothing to fear, 'cause everyone would do what is right. What if everybody loved Jesus? Wouldn't everything be okay? Wouldn't we all love each other? And wouldn't it be Christmas every day? What if everybody loved Jesus? Wouldn't everything be okay? Wouldn't we all love each other? And wouldn't it be Christmas?
This last song, I'm going to be playing along with it on the end, so it's just keep the CD going. Don't stop it or anything. I'm just going to play along on the end. But this is another one I wrote quite a while ago. My brother said, you know what? I think we need to have a good old-fashioned country gospel Christmas. And I said, that sounds like a song. So I wrote it. And this is our prayer for all of you. Because Christmas isn't about gifts, it isn't about lights, it isn't about tinsel, it isn't about the hustle bustle, it isn't about pleasing everybody. And that's the hard part. It's not about pleasing everybody, making other people happy. It's about bringing the truth, because only the truth sets people free, and only the light of the world can bring the joy of the world into anybody's heart. So if you don't know Jesus personally, and I'm not talking about just know who he is, the scripture says the devil knows and trembles. You have to do more than just know who he is. You have to say, you know what? I accept what you are and what you did for me. And I repent of my sins and I ask you to come in and wash all that junk away. Fill me with your light, fill me with your truth, fill me with your joy, and then use me for your kingdom. And you know what? He will. I've never seen him fail. Never. He's truth to the bone and beyond. So I am praying for all of you, if you have not accepted Jesus, that you will do that today. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. In fact, my mama didn't know nothing about how to accept Jesus. She saw my daddy get saved, and he was a bad boy. And she knelt down and she said, God, I don't know what Joe Robbins has got, but I want it. You know what? She got it because her heart was open to what God had for her. That's all it takes, folks. It's not complicated. God made it so simple. He did all the work. All we have to do is accept that gift of pardon that he purchased for us. So I hope and pray that all of you will have a good old-fashioned country gospel Christmas. How I long for the way it was in the days so far gone by, when Christmas really was a holy day, with our loved ones all around us, we'd all celebrate the birth of that baby in a manger far away. In my mind I can see it, little town of Bethlehem, as he came on that holy silent night. To the shepherds on the hillside, hark, herald angels sing, wise men saw a star that shone so bright, thinking about a country gospel Christmas, an old-fashioned holiday. You know, lately I've been thinking how things have changed down through the years, and I guess we all get wrapped up in the race. Seems like every place you go these days when Christmas time is near, there's a mad rush, and it's easy to get caught up in the pace. What are you getting from Santa and Merry Xmas everywhere? Kind of chokes me up. I have to turn and walk away, because if it weren't for him and what he'd done in sending us his only son, God only knows where we'd all be today. Well, all of us are coming. Grandma and Grandpa will be there too. We'll all be together for a week or so, and we'll sing those old-time carols as we sit around the fire and take turns with Grandma and Grandpa underneath the mistletoe. So, Lord, if you're listening, and somehow I think you are, we'd like your blessing on each and every part. And if it ain't asking too much, sir, would you come and be our guest? And I mean that from the bottom of this old-fashioned country heart. Once again we'll read the story, how God sent joy to the world, how it came upon the midnight clear. And there won't be no I'm sorry's,
no guilt and no regrets. 'Cause the Christ of Christmas is still welcome here. We're gonna have a country gospel Christmas, an old-fashioned holiday. It's gonna be a country gospel Christmas in every kind of way. We're gonna have a Christmas, everybody.
I think I flipped the wrong switch, so it's okay. Thank you. Glad you came. And what Rebecca shared, if there's anyone here today who hasn't made that choice to accept Jesus, we are always available. Just give me a little tap on the shoulder after, and we'll get together. Let's pray. Father, so many